This year, some college and high school graduates have been calling themselves not the class of 2019, but the class of zero. They're calling on politicians to prioritize the climate and get to zero carbon emissions in the next 11 years. More than 350 commencement speakers are delivering the same message in their speeches.
Today, we celebrate our achievements from the last 4 years.
But I want to talk about what we need to achieve in the next 11.
11 years to avoid catastrophic climate change.
Our diplomas may say class of 2019, but marked in history, we are the class of zero.
Zero emissions.
Zero excuses.
And zero time to waste.
In unity, we are giving our leaders a choice. Give us a plan to get to zero emissions.
Or get zero of our votes.
You heard Robin Happel, Sarah Hewitt, and Paul Campion delivering the class of zero message as part of their commencement speeches. Leah Harrell is a youth climate activist and one of the organizers. Leah, what inspired you to start this movement?
We wanted it to be a message that was nonpartisan because climate is not a partisan issue. And we wanted it to be very clear with what our intent was. So the whole message of we demand a plan from our candidates. We want them to get to zero emissions or we're going to give them zero of our votes. That's the thing that we really wanted to hone in with the audience and make them remember that, and that our generation is going to be taking that message with us to the polls.
So how did you go about recruiting valedictorians and class speakers at graduations?
A lot of it was dependent on the current networks that we already have from a lot of organizations, and kind of that was the initial wave. And after that, we asked people to spread it through social media. If there were accepted students, to post it on their Facebook pages. I did a little blurb on Facebook, and I think it encouraged a few people from my college who spoke at their graduations. And slowly it kind of trickled out. And that's really what inspired this, you know, hundreds of students speaking out.
So was it read at your own high school graduation?
No, it was not.
Really? How come?
The administrators didn't think that this was the right moment for these speeches. And I don't want to, you know, throw my high school under the bus or anything or say anything negative about them. But this general sentiment that activism is secondary when talking about all of these important life moments, I think it needs to be right intertwined along with them. And those are the moments in which activism speaks the loudest.
What do you do with the disappointment? You know, when some of the students are told they can't read this thing.
I think what I always try to fall back on is remembering that there's going to be always people who are going to try and get in the way. But the fact that there are people who are pushing against you means that you're doing something meaningful, because you can't create change without some sort of friction. So whenever there's those setbacks, I always remember, what is my long-term vision? I want a better future. We'll get through this together. And that's what needs to happen in order for things to change, if we want any shot at saving our future.
Have you spoken with a lot of students who have been the class speakers and valedictorians and have read the speech?
Yeah, so I follow the Class of Zero on Instagram, and I see all the speakers giving their speeches every few days. One of my good friends on the student leadership team, she read her speech, and it was really exciting to see her speak about it. And, you know, there was applause after every few sentences, and it just felt really gratifying and powerful to hear the words that we read being spoken aloud in all those videos.
How did you become a climate activist?
Well, about 3 years ago, I really began to understand that the climate crisis is not just about our natural spaces, and it's not just about preserving a few things that are endangered. It's really so much more intertwined with my life, with the people around me, with our global community, and it intersects in all of these aspects of our societies, and they have the potential to, when they interact, all these negative impacts, they have the potential to really threaten my future and my happiness, my livelihood, and I never want to be put in that position. So that is really what propelled me into being taking an active role in trying to help define these solutions so that I can try to make my future a better place for my generation and the next generations.
Leah, is there any event that you can point to that made you realize you wanted to champion the issue of climate change?
I think it was my interactions with all of the other youth activists that really pulled me into this scene. I saw what all of my colleagues were doing at neighboring high schools. They were able to pass amazing policies to make their communities leaders in climate action. I was able to see students protesting against this pipeline that is potentially going to run through my state. And I think just seeing the flame in all of their eyes and the passion that they have is what made me so committed to saying, I want to be able to fight for this and to invest my life and have that same flame in me so that we can achieve these goals together.
Leah Harrell, thank you.
Thank you very much.